And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
There's ever a time to talk about working.
I know, it's stuck in your head, isn't it?
It's now, catchy. Baby. Mm-hmm. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, as you get to work today, look around and see if you see anybody with tattoos on their face or neck. There's some people that won't hire them.
Chances are you're not at the bank.
Yeah, you know, it's at a tattoo parlor or a bar. I mean, in certain places, auto mechanics, oil
musicians,
change. I don't care.
Yeah.
But there's some places you got to realize if you put tattoos in your face and your neck, there are some businesses who may not hire you.
My bank
teller
had tattoos on her face.
Was it on her neck coming up her chin like that?
It was on her arm. Like she had a sleeve, and I could see it coming out of her like dress shirt.
Mm. Yeah. Did it bug you in a weird sort of way? Well, not you, because you got tats. But if you were a 75-year-old lady depositing your Social Security check?
I think that she's, like, part of a heist.
Yeah.
Filling in for the real teller who's under the desk, duct taped.
Borrowed her shirt just to cover her tats.
Well, I'm going to show you a photo here in just a second of a teenager who says he's having trouble finding work. No one will hire him because of the tattoo he has on his face. Now, for whatever reason, he put the devastate, that's D-E-V-A-S-T, and the number 8, devastate, all the way from, reach over and touch your left ear, okay, touch
okay,
your left
so
ear.
For like ear.
Now, put your hand on your face and drag your hand all the way across your mouth, your chin.
Oh, it's on his
where
face?
A beard would be.
Right, exactly.
It looks
and
like
here's
a tattooed beard.
What he looks like for the rest of his life.
What's the word say?
Devastate.
If he just grew a beard out, he'd be fine.
Yeah, grow
you know
a beard.
I mean? Just grow a beard.
Exactly.
You're good. You just got to do that your whole
those
life.
Those guys with, you know, scalp tattoos, they wear their hair out. You can't see it.
They should grow a beard. But he's complaining now on social media that no one will hire him and it's not there. Oh. Well, dude, look what you did to your face.
Just say you've passed out at a frat house.
Say it's Sharpie marker. Hire me. It'll fade.
It's going to wear off.
But then it doesn't wear off and I hired you and you said it'd be worn off.
And then you can't fire me because it's discrimination.
So why do you suppose he did this? I have the reason. See if you can guess why.
Young and dumb.
Exactly it. He was a teenager.
Looks homemade. Like, that doesn't even look like tattoo.
It's awful.
Tattoo.
He had it. It was done when he was drunk as a teenager in the drunk tank in a jail cell.
Oh, God.
And his jail partner.
Then he was passed out.
No, he was drunk, but he was, you know, conscious.
But not making good decisions.
But while in jail, he decided
dude,
to go.
Do it.
Get a tattoo. Now, he was in jail because he and a friend, this is when he was a teenager now, he was 17 years old at the time. He and a friend pulled a knife on a tourist. He says the reason he committed the crime, trying to rob the tourist, is because he needed to get money to help house himself and his pregnant girlfriend.
Oh, swell.
After they were kicked out of his parents' house.
Great.
And now he can't find a job because he looks like this.
Yeah, but he also is a felon, so it's also going to be harder to find a job when you go, hey, have you ever been convicted of a felony? And you're like, do I tell the truth?
So if you're her, you think she's proud of her man. Oh, I just love him. I'm so proud. He's a catch.
Oh, I want him to be. Look at that guy. I want him to be the father of my children.
Well, he also has an eyebrow tattoo. What's that thing say above his eyebrow?
I don't know what that is. Can't read. He's got more
and
on his
a
body,
neck
too.
Tattoo.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Was the beard his first tattoo? Because that would be ridiculous. That's the story behind it. Yeah. My first tattoo is my face.
I always wonder if some of you regret the ones you get later. Look, arm ones are cool. That's fine. Leg, you know, but on your face and neck. Don't you regret? At the time, maybe you're drunk
I'll
or stupid.
I'll probably get neck tattoos at some point.
Frank, don't.
You can't even see my neck right now.
Yeah, but you'll eventually shave and then we'll see it.
I don't think he's going to shave anymore. I think this is it.
You think
no!
This is it for the rest of my life?
I think this is, he's found his thing.
Are you the permanent beard scraggly guy now?
I don't know. This is, I mean, it's thick.
Isn't it hot and sweaty?
No, I don't even notice it. It's crazy.
It's
I've 110 never had a
degrees.
Like
you
this.
Don't feel extra because you have no.
Actually, it's kind of cooling. It's like, you know, long-haired dogs. It's like it keeps cold air
his
close
undercoat.
To my face.
Yeah.
It's my undercoat.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't seen him sweat.
So it's nice. Kind of nice.
Mm. But you have the option of shaving it off and going away.
Right.
Tattoos are, well, I know you can have removed, but that's expensive.
That's
this is the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would think really, really long and hard about any tattoo I would get, and I have none.
But radio. I mean, big deal you get a neck tattoo.
I don't want a neck tattoo. I don't want a tattoo
but
out
you
anywhere.
Could do this and have neck. You could have that guy's face. He could do radio.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're right. Radio.
But, so
he could
go
at KABC. No one would see him and no one hear him.
It really is devastating. But Frosty, over the years, you've really been into things. So there was no chance of you ever getting like an Eagles tattoo.
No, see, that's
their
the thing.
Logo on your arm or
you just
Elton
on
John.
Or, yeah, no matter how cool something is. Now, I mean, in 1977, Eagles tattoo would be cool.
Get a tattoo of Elton John's feather boa around your neck.
Hot pink.
In 1979, that might have been cool. Now it's not so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you might be walking around with Huey Lewis on the news.
Even though you still love the Eagles and you still love Elton John. So the tattoos wouldn't be like, God, what? How, when was I in this group?
Yeah, but you never know what's going to. I mean, ABBA used to be cool once. What if I had an ABBA tattoo?
No, no, yeah, ABBA was ever cool.
Yeah, they were.
No, it's like saying Katy Perry's cool.
Dancing Queen. There was a time, man. ABBA.
I mean, we're going to go back and forth with ABBA songs versus Katy Perry.
Until you, I think, yeah, he'll run out first.
All right, let's battle it out. You say ABBA songs, I'll say Katy Perry songs.
Okay. Dancing Queen.
Firework.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Waterloo. I couldn't beat you if I wanted to. Waterloo.
I don't know.
I win.
Yeah, you won. You won that one.
Roar.
Roar.
Roar. You're getting help over there.
Well, yeah. No. I don't think I really wanted to win that. If I got to take a loss on a game on this show, I'll lose that one every day.
You lose the ABBA challenge.
The ABBA Katy Perry challenge. Face off.
ABBA Perry face off, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my point is the tattoo, especially something that's culturally hip today, it's not going to be cool down the road. Again, do you have a Hootie and the Blowfish tattoo, some of you?
You wouldn't get, like, your...
You can say your hairstyle is the same way. I mean, if you have a hairstyle that you had in the 80s, if you had a mullet and you're trying to go out and get a job today, are people going to really hire all the business in the front and party in the back? Probably not.
Probably
not.
You
can get a haircut, but you love it. You dig it.
I'm not cutting my hair.
Fashionably.
No corporation. They can take it as it is.
You can't tell me you cut my hair. It's got to be against some law. Yeah. I'm American,
my religious freedom to have a mullet.
That's why I'm not going to hire you, see? Because once you're on the payroll, I can never get rid of you. See?
Yeah, if I'm the hiring guy. That's why no one here can get fired.
That's right. Once you're in, you're in.
Once you're in, they can't fire you?
No. Because you get sued or something.
Right. You got to have a lot of reasons to fire.
I mean, say the smart thing to do if you're a business owner, as large or small, is don't hire the problem person. Don't hire them to begin with.
Well, yeah.
There's an update on your story, Frosty. The teenage father with Devastate tattoo was now... has job offers.
Oh, good.
He's still waiting for the right one because a laser company that takes off tattoos gave him free laser surgery.
So it's gone then?
They took it off his face, and now he's got all these job offers coming in. So.
Well, that's a happy ending. Do they know about his criminal past?
Right. Yeah, there is that.
I mean, he's tattoo free, but he's still a robber right. Impregnator.
No, he did his time, right?
Yeah, but you still have to answer that on an application if you've been convicted of a crime.
Well, you shouldn't have to. I think if you paid your debt to society, then you don't have to tell them that you committed a crime.
Did I mention he escaped from jail as well?
Oh.
So we got aggravated robbery conviction, escape from jail, assault with a weapon, impregnated a girl, tattoo on the face.
And neck. And
yeah,
eyebrow.
I want you working for my company and hanging out with my employees.
You don't want anybody who's impregnated girls in your company.
No.
Ew, icky vagina.
Get out of the treehouse.
No
impregnated girls allowed.
Well, you all feel that
icky
way.
Icky vagina. Okay, I was just kidding. I don't want to hear the whole dance mix. We already did ABBA Perry. We can't handle that.
That was very similar to Dancing Queen. Very similar.
How about should you get time off work after a breakup? Oh, your feelings hurt. Did someone break your heart? Well, you just take some time off here. Give you some days.
You should probably go to work. It would help you get over
it. Yeah, an ad agency called Idea Ex Machina, it's in the Philippines, just started offering breakup leave, which is paid time off after you get dumped. Paid time off. Maybe take a couple days. We ain't paying you. If you got to get your head back together so you can, you know,
focus.
Go cry it out and get back to work. I'm not paying you to go cry it out.
Well, yeah, I think I'm with you on that, Frank. If you need time to, because you're not going to be a very productive employee
it's
if you're
like
all screwed up.
Bereavement leave, right?
But why should I have to pay? Because you're the one with the problem. You screwed up.
The CEO says that they decided to start the policy because they need their staff to have maximum creativity because it's an ad agency and they're just not. It's possible after a breakup. You can't.
This is an ad agency.
You're thinking about one thing all the time.
Not a sad agency. Get out of here for a couple days. Damn it. Go on, Johnson. We'll see you in a few days.
That's my horrible Filipino accent, by the way.
However,
no, that was dead on, actually. I've been to the Philippines. They all talk like that. They start smoking at a very young age. They've also added new policies where they'll give their staff $30 towards dates up to 6 times a year, and they'll kick in $3,000 towards employee weddings. They want people to be out
happy.
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Be happy and in love and dating.
I guess that's fine if you're a better employee when you're happy and dating, fine.
Yeah. If this company gave us $30 towards dates, each date, $30, would you be more likely to go out on dates, Frosty, to get that $30 just to go out and get the free meal?
It'd have to be more than that, because $30 in the Philippines goes further than $30 in Los Angeles.
That's not the question. It has to be economy of the Philippines.
No.
Yes. Don't evade the question about going out with women.
$30 in the Philippines is a nice date.
All right. What's if they give you $1,000 for a date, which
now
basically ruins
we're
it.
Talking.
No.
I still wouldn't, but now we're talking.
You still wouldn't go out on a date. Just take the free money.
It's discrimination against the people who choose not to date. You're discriminating.
Why would you choose not to date?
I don't want to date this week.
Happily
single. I'll take the money.
This week, it's six different dates throughout the year.
But you know,
so $180 towards just movies.
Fine.
They'll pay for your movie with a woman friend.
Define date, if that's what that is. That's fine. Eric, you want to go see Dunkirk this weekend? We're going on a date. Fine. $1,000. I'll split it with you. $500 each.
Single and looking, and then there's happily single. But Frosty's the happily single. He's not, you know, you meet somebody like, you single? Yeah, single and looking? Yeah, yeah.
But then they'd never hire him then, because they don't think single people could be happy, which they're the happiest people of all.
But,
but no, you are. I'm saying you are the happiest people of all.
I know I'm happy, damn it!
Don't fight me, you're happy.
I'm on your side! But the problem with giving big money to go on a date to find happiness, now there's, it's like, okay, I haven't found happiness yet. I haven't found the woman to settle down with. We've been giving you all this money, dude. Come on. Now there's an expectation that I'll find the happiness.
No, I think their motivation is not really your happiness. The motivation is to get you nailed down so you have to have a family to take care of and you can't quit your job.
Oh, right.
It's like pay
right.
for six dates and $3,000 towards your wedding. Now you're not just living for you. That you're going
in.
To be home early. You're going to, you know, you got to come to work because you got to provide for your family. So, really, I'm making you married to the company when I marry you off to somebody else.
That makes sense. It's a good
strategy.
You got
a family to take care of.
When you're single,
you
can pick up and move whenever you want and leave the company and go to another single ad agency.
That is actually a very good strategy. Mm-hmm. Once you're locked in with ball and chain, so to speak, obligations.
Yeah. The Philippines have figured it out.
Well, some of it.
Right. Not all. Yeah.
And you can go on a date for $30.
That's a lot of balut.
But would you take the time off after a breakup because you're upset? Well, how about this? Here in the United States, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a lady is being criticized for taking time off. And she's bragging about this online, which is why people know about this. She takes time off regularly for sick days for her mental health. She doesn't have the flu. She's not having kidney stone removed. Her, quote, health is fine physically. But mentally, I need to recharge. I'm upset. I'm burned out. My mental health needs a sick day. And she's taking her six sick days a year, claiming it's mental health sick days.
Well, I guess it's the same as what we get personal days here.
But why not just say, not really feeling like coming in? That's right. A sick day. Why do you have to go with the mental health
Why
sick
do you
day?
Have to say, like, oh, I don't have the flu? Because maybe
just go with the, I ate something that made me sick.
Yeah, I don't
That's
feel
the,
good.
Oh, you have the poopies.
No one's going to
I understand.
You.
No one's going to, you know what, I'm mentally unstable and need to take a day. I'd rather tell you I have diarrhea.
Right.
So she's being honest, but maybe she shouldn't be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say
it's
I don't
sick
feel
day.
Well. It's that's what a personal day is.
Yeah, he just told me yesterday he takes all of the sick days because we get sick days, you know, around here, I guess. I didn't know that until yesterday because I never take a sick day.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric takes all his for his Christmas vacation.
Eric!
In a row, because he never takes sick days either.
No, I don't.
All right.
That's not what I do.
But if you
I never
get
do that. I was legitimately sick the last
because
4 years.
Because you can't roll over sick days. You can roll over vacation days if you don't use them, but you can't roll over sick days, so you got to use those as your vacation days. Ha ha!
Eric would never do that.
System.
But if Eric did do that, though, he never would. Would claim you would lie, saying you were ill.
Why can't come in today on December 23rd because I'm sick.
I'm mentally unstable.
Here's the thing: if you're the boss, you're the company. If Eric has got the flu, hell, everyone gets the flu. Everyone gets cold. Rest up. We'll see you when you're better. Right?
Ulterior motive here. It's a better way to keep your job. If you have already claimed and told the company you have mental issues, they can't get rid of you for that because then it's even worse than getting rid of you for having diarrhea.
That's right.
I know. But weirdly, I don't want you. Oh, this is going to sound terrible. I shouldn't even say it. But if you've confessed to me you're so mentally fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You can never be fired.
But you're telling me, you're coming out and saying 6 days a year, this woman says, I suffer from chronic anxiety, depression. I still have PTSD from something or other. I can't focus. I'm fragile. So you're telling me you're enough. I'm not sure you should be working for us.
So you can't fire them.
No.
The unstable are locked in.
Totally locked in.
So this woman is
retirement.
Guaranteed work for life.
Yep. because there's no way you can get rid of her.
Even if she goes off her medication, whatever, you have to get her help first, and then she can keep doing that and doing that, because if you ever fire her, she can sue you.
I know, but what a crappy employee.
For not providing a water bubbler close enough to her desk so she could take her pill in time. I'm serious. The system is screwed.
It is. Would you entrust some big, huge, important client or sales project that's going to be full of stress and anxiety
great.
To this
she's
woman?
Great, but
I think that's the problem. I think instead of like offering the tax incentives to the small businessman or whatever it might be to go, we're going to create jobs. No, we need to create the ability to fire people again.
Yes.
Without the ability to sue the company and claim all this other stuff. It's like, no, if you're incompetent and you're not doing your job, you can get fired. So do your job. Everyone needs to be doing their best. Because, I talk to guys all the time. The guy's in a position to be hiring people who could. I told him about ZipRecruiter. I'm like, maybe try this, dude. Because he's like, I'll see 20 people come in. Maybe one out of 20 has the qualifications and, the enough oomph for me to take a risk on them. And even then, it's a risk because once I get them in the door, they could start just being lazy bastard and I can't fire them. I have to do something else. And he's miserable. He's miserable at his job because he hires all these guys and women, doesn't matter. It's like, and then they just, once they get in the door, they know they're protected. And so they don't have to do their job.
They just coast. Yeah, they just, phone it in.
They just coast.
And that's a shame.
So if I was president, I'd be like, no, I'm creating the ability to fire people
again.
Because
back when we were kids or teenagers and we were working, if you didn't show up and they were like, hey, listen, you got to be here at 7, okay? 7:15, 7:20, that's not doing it. This is your warning. And you show up late again, you're done. Now it's like, well, did you write it down? Is there a paper trail? No, I just told them in person. Well, we kind of need you to, document each time. And you're like, oh, Jesus.
The jobs that I would create for this country is more axemen. Guys who come in for corporations and just fire people. It's chopping off heads.
Don't need him.
Yes. And I know there's awful things going back. Looking back in time, we've fixed some. Some still need to be fixed. But in the old days, so to speak, when you could fire poor employees without being sued, wouldn't the country's economy, wouldn't the country in better shape? If someone waddles in and says, oh, I suffer like this woman. I suffer from insomnia. I don't get a good night's sleep most nights. I have suicidal thoughts. I have chronic anxiety, depression most of the time.
Yeah, listen, the only thing you're basing the job on then is the person who is the hardest worker and the most qualified. Doesn't matter background, color, gender. It doesn't. That is all gone because the employee then has the opportunity to go, I want the best employees. It doesn't matter. I don't care who you are, what you are, if you bust your ass for me in this company, then you will go up in the company, and I want you on my team. That's what it is.
It's Darwinism.
You got good people around you. Yeah, and if not good people, you're going to fall off to the wayside. You're going to go so far up this ladder. And it's not because anybody's privileged or anybody's underprivileged. It's about how you do the job and work your ass off. And that's how you get to the top.
That's the way it used to be and should be. But all of you, look around. If you're at work already
Kramer
at 7:40.
2020.
And look around the office. Don't point fingers. Look around. There's people there right now that should not be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not up on the system.
And they shouldn't there because they're crappy workers. They don't work nearly as hard as most everyone else. But they're there because maybe the company can't.
Like here, Maria says, legally, you do not have to say what is wrong with you when you take a sick day, because if they ask you, then you could sue them.
Right, exactly.
And now, a caller who hung up says that you can't even ask anymore an application if anyone's committed a felony. Like
Wow.
Yeah, here in the state of California, they think they were debating that a couple years ago, Hutton, and I am so opposed to that.
No, Frosty, then you're going against what I just said.
No.
If that guy with the Devastate tattoo beard on his face and a felony under his belt, turned his life around, now he's the hardest worker and the best worker I got. I don't care. It's about the business. It's not about your dumbass tattoo when you were young and stupid. It's not the fact that you got that chick pregnant or whatever car you stole. It's about what you're doing right now in this moment, and it's for the company.
I'm with you.
I'm hiring
you,
dude.
Maybe not at the front desk, but
in the getting to know you phase, when I sit down and I'm looking, we need to employ.
Then you're discrimination.
Wait a minute. We need to hire some employees. And so you're all coming in and you're all competing with people and you're giving me resumes and we're supposed to be an even playing field.
Yeah.
How is it I can ask you about everything else about your past, your education level, where you live, but I can't ask you if you ever did time in prison? Really? So let's say you get the job over the guy who has the exact same qualities as you, but he didn't spend 20 years in prison for armed robbery and rape and assault and murder and pillaging and burning a town down. But I can't even ask you about that.
I understand
that's
the
not
effort,
fair to the other guys.
But I understand it's not fair to that guy either. Like I said, if he did turn his life around, I mean, those people who are born again and find Jesus. Well, okay, he's a completely different guy, supposedly.
But you're acting like the time in prison never happened. It did happen.
You're acting like that's all that ever happened.
But it's
you
part
gave him
of
a life,
your,
you gave him a life sentence.
It's part of your life story.
No, you gave him a life sentence. He could never move on from that.
He's done the time, and he did. Okay, fine. He's excused because he did the time. But the fact is, you're acting like that big, huge chunk of your life didn't happen.
Why does it matter, then?
But it did happen. It is part of
who
you—
But why does it matter now?
It's part of your life story, just like everything else.
You're not answering my question. Why does it matter right now?
Because your resume is, who are you?
It's not my history. It's my future with
you. It is your life.
No, you have nothing to do with my history.
When I interview you, Frank, to work for a job, I don't know you as a human being.
Then you are discriminating.
As a human being, tell me your life story.
If I gave you the ability to fire people, then you could be as discriminating as you want.
So you got out of prison last week.
You're encouraging discrimination if you don't allow people to fire people.
No, you got out of prison last week after serving 20 years for a double murder. Now, you did your time, so the law says you're excused. But I can't. You don't tell me that when you apply for the job. Eric's sitting right next to you, applies for the same job. You have similar qualities. And for whatever reason, it's a tie, and I give it to you over Eric. How is that fair to Eric? Because I didn't even know.
How's that fair to Eric?
I didn't even know that information about you.
That information doesn't matter about me.
Had I known you just got out of prison for committing murder, I wouldn't have hired you. I would have hired
him.
Because discriminating. All things were not equal, but you weren't telling me the part that I should know as I make my decision.
It has nothing to do with you.
It's like a jury doesn't get to know that you murdered 15 people. You know what I'm saying?
That has nothing to do with
you. It's the same thing, Frank. It's your life story.
You can yell over me all you want. If I do the job as well as Eric, and from that moment 2 weeks ago I got let out of prison, you're never going to know. If I keep doing the job and I do it well. Now, if you have the ability to fire me later because I'm a horrible employee, then you can hire Eric, fine. Well, but my history does not determine my future. Okay. At that particular point, you're only hiring Eric. Eric wins by default, and he's an idiot.
Well, I will say this.
I might be a better worker.
Your history does give me an insight into who you are as a human being.
And now I know who you are.
And let me decide if I want you on the payroll and on the company. And all things should be equal for all people sitting in front of me.
All things are equal because you're not being equal right now. You're discriminating against me for my past.
You're leaving out a whole chunk of your life.
That has nothing to do with you.
I can't even ask you about your life.
Why does that have anything to do with you?
Because you spent 20 years in prison for murdering people.
Let me interview my future employer.
I think the fact you're a convicted murdering felon is irrelevant person. That tells me something about you as a human being.
You can argue all you want, but you're dead wrong.
Well, anyway,
you are discriminating.
The state law of California is the opposite of what I've said, and that honks me off. And I fought that.
You had a bad experience with a black person once, or a bad experience because a woman broke your heart. You're not hiring a black person or a woman based on your history. And I could say, oh, really? That's who you are? Okay, maybe I don't want to work for you then.
Heidi.
But I will say this, to Frosty's point, if what you're saying is true about not finding out that information, then you shouldn't know where I went to college. You shouldn't need to know any of that. You just bring me in and go, why are you qualified to do this job? So then if I'm not sharing that I've been in prison, then I shouldn't have to share that I where I went to school
exactly.
Or how much education I've had, because then it's not important.
You know, if you're going to do this interview process with someone you were just going to make a relationship with, in the dating process, you don't bring up double murder. I got let out of prison 2 weeks ago. No. And usually within the first, they say 10 seconds, 30 seconds, a woman knows she's going to sleep with you or not, or whatever that might be, the first impressions, love at first sight, all this other stuff. Yeah, in relationships, you're going to let that happen. So in an interview, I'm like, between you two, I'm like, am I going to hire Heidi or Frosty? And I'm like, well, you know what? I felt something about Heidi. I don't know what it was, some gut feeling. I'm just going to go with that. And hopefully I made the right choice. And if she's a horrible employee, like I said, if I have the ability to fire her, fine. Then I still have your number. I can call you up. Maybe I made a mistake at that point. If I'm basing it on your histories that have nothing to do with this job, then that's discrimination.
No, your resume shows your qualifications.
Okay. I'm right.
But
you're
in this case, you're leaving some bad stuff off.
You're absolutely wrong.
One more sentence. My family had a small business. We had a couple of small music stores in Indiana.
And it went out of business. But whatever.
That's because I went off to do it.
Because you wouldn't hire that black guy. He was excellent.
So if I was a business owner like my dad was,
piano on his back.
And I'm going to hire someone to work next to my children and my wife. And I should be able to know if you just got out of prison for murdering people.
You just said that.
That's what I'm saying again. You said it four times now. You're denying
me
as an employer for making...
Let's go to Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. No offense, Frank. I kind of agree with Frosty, though I do think...
Samuel. You know what? Based on her past, the past four words she said, I know her call's going to suck, so I hung up.
See, See how you
see
are?
See what I mean?
See?
I'm just like you now. See,
no, this, oh, no,
no.
I wouldn't have done that.
I'm just like you now.
I would have let her continue.
Based on
talk.
Her opinion, I know she's an idiot, so I hung up on her.
That's an assumption.
But on the first four words.
You don't know.
You're assuming, too,
you
about
didn't
this
find
guy.
Out her past.
You're assuming
she's going to
murder you and everybody else
I
the job.
I think she was brilliant.
I proved my point
well,
right
we'll
there.
Well, we'll never know now, will we? Because
see?
We didn't get
now
the...
Now you agree with me.
No, you agree with me.
Are you kidding?
You stopped her from telling her her entire...
Because obviously she's an idiot based on the first four words.
You're assuming the resume shows the truth.
Now it's history.
You don't know.
Sorry, I win.
I win.
Samuel. Samuel.
Yeah, hi.
If you want to get this job, you know what to say.
See? He's got the button. With the button
See,
comes
I'm
power.
The boss. Hello, Samuel.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you that these people that you're talking about, the unfireables, the crazies, the people that get in there and, you know, you can't fire them. Now, these people are the minority. Like, the majority of the working class people are out there day to day, and they know how expendable they are. And that in itself causes a bunch of anxiety. You know, when you're working an hourly rate and you have, you know, you have your car insurance through, your health insurance, your vision, your dental, and they let you know how expendable you are when you sign the contract. They're at-will employers, which means they can fire you at any time for any reason. It makes your life a stress. It's
it
almost
makes
like
you work. And you just got fired from the phone.
Right. We're going to have to let you go.
Yeah, we're going to have to let you go. We did. Because you can't use the phone correctly on the radio. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Lisa, let's hear what's going on in traffic right now.
Traffic report is brought to you by...